Today is Thursday, April 6, 2023, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Burrito Day. It is also National Carbonara Day. You know, it's interesting because I picked a recipe for carbonara for throwing down, and I was going to make pork chops tonight, but I should probably make the carbonara because it's National Carbonara Day. I don't know why I feel like I need to celebrate these days now that I'm going, but I'm like, oh, what can I do? It's also National Caramel Popcorn Day, by the way. We should have carbonara and caramel popcorn. But I don't know. I've already put the pork chops in the sous vide. But carbonara doesn't have much meat in it. So what I could do is I could serve carbonara as my side for the pork chop. I could make spaghetti carbonara and then I could just serve a pork chop and a carbonara and a roll and call it a day. I was going to do corn on the cob and potatoes. I don't know now. Do I want to make carbonara tonight? Carbonara. I don't know. So on Twitter, Kathy Bacon was responding to what I was saying about chicken cordon bleu. And she says, have you ever had chicken cordon bleu pizza or chicken cordon bleu? And no, I don't think I have. But the thing is, sure. And I'm looking at a photo of chicken cordon bleu pizza, but it has bacon and cheese on it, basically. So is that could be, because I feel like to make it a chicken cordon bleu, it needs to be stuffed and rolled. So I would expect them to have ham or whatever, a chicken breast with ham and cheese and everything stuffed in it, breaded, fried, and then they cut that up into little rings and put that on the pizza. Then it would be a true chicken cordon bleu pizza. Anyway, Tom in Chicago says, looks delicious, lunchtime already. And Kathy Bacon says, that was the other day. I'm burnt out on CCB for sure. So yeah, it is a thing. Daniel just texted me and asked me what my date of birth is. It is August 17th, 1978. My social security number is, no, I'm just kidding. So if anyone wants to send me a birthday present, let me know. I will be 45 years old on August 17th. Oh my gosh. I don't know if I've ever been a twink, but I'm certainly not a twink now. So what happened yesterday? I'm trying to think what happened yesterday. Not much, to be honest. I had already fixed the Pride 48 issue. I was worn out. The website is still up and running. It has not been hacked again. After I recorded, I had orchestra. So I recorded. I was going to go see my parents. Here's the deal. I love my parents. And I know what Auntie Vera or Auntie Scott is going to say. I don't know why I just said Auntie Vera, because I've been saying Auntie Scott. I made up the name Auntie Scott. It is from me. I've been saying it for a couple of years now, and I don't know why I just reverted back. But anyway, regardless, I know what he'll say. He'll say how horrible my parents are and how I should just cut them out of my life or something like that, because he always makes comments like that. Like, oh, you should just... whatever, they're idiots. And you know, there may be some truth, but I love them and I'm not going to cut my parents out of my life. But, you know, there are things like the fact that every time I go over there, Fox News is on. And everything that they support is totally against what I support now. Our values could not be further from each other. And the fact that I'm a little bit bummed that all these thoughts I had of my parents of being these wonderful, loving, caring, you know, accepting people, you know, that I thought they were, the older they've gotten, the they've become less loving, less accepting, less, I don't, and maybe that was always the case. Maybe that was always the case. And I still love them. And actually my stepfather is better than my mom, which bums me out because my mom is my birth mother. You know, I came from her womb. And my stepdad is probably more accepting than she is. Crazy. But anyway, all that being said, I used to love hanging out with my parents. I used to hang out with my parents all the time. And the older I've gotten, the less I enjoy being in their presence. And I love them, but it's just, they're always going to say something that's going to tick me off. Or, and I know most families are this way. I mean, I know it's not just me that feels this way, especially when you have conservative parents and liberal children. I just imagine that there's just always conflict. And so it becomes not enjoyable because even though I love them, I don't enjoy arguing. I don't enjoy conflict at all. And I don't find it fun to hang out with people who I'm going to have conflict with, you know? All that to say, I was going to go see my parents yesterday before orchestra because they live really close to the church, and I just couldn't drag myself to do it. Like, I just could not make myself do it. And I feel like I should want to, you know? Anyway, all that aside, I did go to orchestra, and it was funny. So this is not going to be funny to anyone who is not a musician, probably, but there's this older gentleman, and so we're going through this song that we're playing on Sunday, and there's the orchestra director says, okay, we're going to play this three times, or this section is going to be repeated three times. Actually, it'll be repeated twice, but it'll be a total of three times. We are going to tass it the first two times. And for a non-musician, you don't know what that means, or maybe some non-musicians know what that means. Tass it means we're not going to play. That's what it means. So the orchestra is not going to play, but the third time we're going to come in and we're going to play. So this older gentleman who's a trombone player, and gosh, he was a band director for a bajillion years of his life. He should definitely know what the word tacit means. He spent a good 5 minutes asking her, now, what are we going to do exactly? Which time are we going to play? Are we not? What are we going to do? And so the trumpets, because we're assholes. I mean, not really, but we're very juvenile And it wasn't me. I'm just sitting there laughing at this point, kind of under my breath. And the orchestra director, she is just looking so frustrated, but she's very patient because she's a middle school band director. So she's used to having to answer stupid questions. So she's politely answering, you know, whatever. And this trumpet player, after this is all over, about a minute later, this Aaron, this other trumpet player that sits next to me, he says, hey, Julie, could you tell me again what we're going to do at box 8? Now, what was that tacit? We were all just dying laughing. But I felt bad because maybe it would hurt the feelings of the trombone player, but it was so funny. And then we have a group text, which is Julie, who's the orchestra director, myself, and the other trumpet players. So a few minutes later, I texted her and I said, could you explain tacit to me one more time? Anyway, so we had a rehearsal. Everything went swimmingly other than that. And then I decided we were going to have Whataburger last night. But I've been eating less fast food lately. I've been cooking more. I'm now up to 2 glasses of water a day. I've been working out every morning except for Saturdays. And but I did decide to have Whataburger last night. But in my effort to slowly become more healthy, I decided to reduce my fries to a medium instead of a large. So, and I got a medium drink instead of a large drink. So although it is diet, but I mean, I'm trying to reduce caffeine. I'm trying to reduce all these things to become more healthy. So I did that. We watched another episode of Poker Face on, I believe it's on Peacock. It's got that Natasha Leone. And that was pretty much my evening because I didn't get home until 8:30. And tonight I'm recording two episodes because tomorrow I have a haircut. So I'll be driving to St. Louis. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow, kind of, really today. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.